Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's 7 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program for President's Day, February the 20th. We are here live and lively here doing what there's at least one in every crowd, one person like me who flows against the grain, swims upstream. All the rest of my brethren who are in the talk radio business for the most part are off today. Not us, not me, not Jay.
No.
We're here cooking.
Never.
On what matters. And I think the big deal today, certainly we make the argument for it being an important day, President's Day. So we're celebrating on the third Monday of February, the President of the United States. There are a lot of people who don't understand, Jay, the Articles of Confederation, which allowed a president to serve one term during any three-year period. So when you look at the presidents that were elected, the people who this is, you know, the it's very interesting how, if you don't know the history of our country, how much we leave out in what we teach people.
That's convenient.
Yeah, right, exactly. The Articles of Confederation are really an interesting bit and piece of how the government worked or didn't work. The Articles of Confederation didn't work at all. The individual states had too much power and nothing could be agreed upon. So they needed to know, they needed to get something done.
This was kind of like the Constitution before the
Constitution. Yeah, right. It was. That's what came out of it, was the Constitution. And there are a lot of people who claimed to be presidents that weren't. Before we had an actual country, we had states, the 13 original states, but nothing really was put together. Nothing was glued together till after the Revolutionary War. So at any rate, I wish that children were in school today so that they could learn more about this. In fact, this week I think many schools are off, so it's left to us to talk about the day itself. And I think Richard Nixon was the one who signed the order to pass the Uniform Monday Holiday Act. The unions got on to everybody, and so all of the Monday holidays that we have now, the President's Day, Columbus Day, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, all these other, instead of having them on the official day, it was deemed to help out the unionists, and I don't mean the union laborists, not the unionists who were trying to get a union that is a new country, that we would then have for the labor unions a three-day weekend, which is, in my mind, pretty nonsensical. At any rate, so George Washington is thought to be the father of our country. I've said this many times. I think Abraham Lincoln was the best. Most people agree on that. Thomas Jefferson and James Madison were good presidents as well, at least in my rendering.
Mm-hmm.
So we are thinking about the president. Our president at the moment, Joe Biden, although I can realize, not my president. Well, he is the president of the country, and he's gone to Ukraine, a surprise visit. What was the goal of him going over to Ukraine?
Signaling the support to
our
fight
support
against Russia.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. But do we have to send the president over there to do that? Or is it something that we've sort of signaled our support by sending billions, tens of billions, hundreds of billions of dollars in aid to Ukraine. So it looks to me like this was just it gives the Russians a good chance to take a pot shot at the president, even though nobody knew he was going to be there. You wonder about, so sometimes when it comes to this stuff, you wonder whether the intelligence community, that is what the Russian equivalent of the CIA, which was the KGB, are they tracking the president's every move? It's hard to surprise anybody these days, because I'm betting the Chinese are listening to whatever is going on with Air Force One.
Oh, Everybody is. And I think that's across the board. And it goes both ways. But with the president going, I feel like it's one of those things that you're going to have people say, why did he have to go? Why couldn't he just make an announcement or do a speech on something? But then at the same time, if he did, then it's like, oh, well wishes aren't enough. He should actually go there.
Yeah.
Like he's, you know. And not just Biden. I feel like anybody, any president always has that. You're darned if you do, darned if you aren't. Don't.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's come see, come saw, much of this stuff. Anyway, so there are a lot of people who are, and I think appropriately so, taking shots at Biden. The problem is that we get into this age stuff, and it becomes ageism. And then I get sensitive about it because I'm up there. I'm doing this. I think I'm as good as I have been at any time in my career. And Biden thinks he is, too.
Mm-hmm.
So is there a difference between him? He's not like most of the when you get down to brass tacks, if you look at the history of Joe Biden and how he thinks, at least my read on it, he's a traditional liberal Democrat, not liberal in the way I'm talking about AOC and that bunch, but people who have a broader sense of what the government's role in society is. You know, doing, if you examine or analyze American politics on the Democratic side of things, there are lots of things that they do, that they talk about, that they want to do, that are attributed sort of to I'm using the phrase limousine liberals. There are those, you know, who are kind of, they talk a good game, but are they really?
Is that kind of like the, what is it, the rhino?
Yep, you got it.
Okay.
Exactly, same thing, only on the other side. I remember when George McGovern ran in 1972 against Richard Nixon. He only got one state, and that was Massachusetts. Every other state went for Nixon because they painted him as a liberal, out of his mind character. And he's like Bernie is today. Bernie Sanders is a crazed left winger in my mind. I say that sort of lovingly. And so, I mean, you look at how people's reputation back in 72, I think that was the year Joe Biden got elected to the Senate, if I'm not mistaken. You can maybe check that on me, but I think he's been around since then. And he talks often about McGovern, frankly, when you get to, you know, if you dig into his history, the term liberal, limousine liberal was coined in 1969, and from that it's gone to, you know, the Hollywood liberals and the AOC liberals, and what does liberal really mean?
Put a name on everybody, put a box and everything. But yes,
Liber is Latin for free, and libertarians and liberals have the same root, and so they're thought of as being so different, but they really aren't. Liberal thinking is open-mindedness. I'm not a liberal politically, but I am a liberal when it comes to how my mind works. I'm very open-minded about most everything. Now, some people would argue that, but I think from my perspective on things, I'm very much interested in considering what other people have to say and how other people think.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, that's kind of the definition of liberalism. So I would change the terminology to progressivism. Like when I think of progressives, I think of Elizabeth Warren. I think of many of the people around Joe Biden. I don't think he's a progressive. I think he's a traditional liberal Democrat. But he's stuck with the people who are around him. And because of his age, he doesn't have and I say this kind of lovingly, he doesn't have the starch to stand up to the people who are pushing him around. And that, you look at the staff he's got, the staff he has is terrible. And so, you know, he's interested in the common man. I think if you look back on his the history of the stuff he's voted for. But he does talk out of both sides of his mouth sometimes. I remember hearing him talk about the pharmaceutical industry ripping off the American public, and yet he takes a lot of money from the drug companies.
Mm-hmm.
They're important in his home state of Delaware and New Jersey. It's where a lot of them are headquartered. So, you know, there's so much to talk, and then there's so much to action.
And somebody that talks the talk are not walking the walk.
Yeah. I'm looking at some of these pictures, by the way, of Biden and Zelensky in Kiev today. Pretty interesting. He just flew over, I think, for the day, right? He's in, they're wandering around and talking about the war. Yeah.
Well, the anniversary of the Russia's invasion is the 24th.
Yeah, we're right there.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Chinese, our friends the Chinese, apparently are considering giving Russia weapons that they didn't have before because the Russians are running out of weaponry. And so what would this do to the struggle? You know, the Russians, the Chinese, and the Americans. We've given a lot of stuff to Zelensky to try to defeat Putin. Putin has made a mess out of Russia, taking them back decades. So, anyway, I'm looking at all this stuff, and I'm thinking, what would George Washington have done if it were, you know, like today, if they were president instead of Biden? Something else Biden did over the weekend, talking about the incarceration of Japanese Americans. He said it was, quote, a shameful period in U.S. history. Well, you know what? It was very difficult to know at that time who our friends were and who they weren't. So it's easy to be a Monday morning quarterback. It's easy to look back and say, oh, this is xenophobia at its worst, and we got to do something about it. You know, it's like the Californians who want to pay blacks $358,000 who live in California just because they're black. You know, that kind of stuff. That's not leadership. That's blatantly wrong. I guess I'd put it that rate because I got to stop now. It's 18 after the hour.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Unless it isn't the truth, and maybe it's not the whole truth. Maybe it's just partially the truth.
Or somebody's truth, you know. Whose truth are we talking about?
Yep, well, it's yours and mine in this case, because we're on this program together. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, the host of the Good Day program and the American Family Farmer and Good Day Health. Whatever else I can find.
And he's a department store announcer at Macy's.
Yes, right. Yeah. Let's hear it for that.
Greeter at Walmart.
Uh-huh. It's lots of fun doing that. Number 7 this week on our story list is a focus on social media. The Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco this week warned against using TikTok, citing data with the Chinese government. Well, this isn't news. This is that they're getting onto it because the Chinese are taking shots at us because of the balloon. So now we're back around. TikTok has been a problem, and hasn't everybody known? The bottom line is that China has been taking the information from TikTok. It's a way to tune into what Americans are doing. And so now all of a sudden the Biden administration is all over this. We got to stop using TikTok. The governor of Texas last week said he's going to outlaw anybody using TikTok. It works for the state. No more posting on TikTok. Mm. So what do we make
of this? Well, come on. You know, my view of it all is that all of this concern about information and spying is so old and so ubiquitous. We're all spying on everybody spies on everybody. Nobody has privacy anymore. What can China possibly know about you that would hurt you?
Nothing. I'm happy to tell them that I think they're the ones that are responsible for COVID. I tell them to their face.
Well,
right.
You know, all I'm saying is that you know it's not a real problem. It's manufactured by governments and by the media to get people all upset that we're
so how much of this stuff
in a balloon. You know, that balloon is looking. They're watching us take a shower in the morning. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
Well, I mean, the story is when you look at it and you try to figure, okay, what are the ancillary things we can talk about? That's one of the reasons I love what we do, is because you can go down. I did this 2 or 3 times this week, took an issue that was prominent that would have been or is on the story list for the countdown charts, and then go down a different street with it. You know, you take the issue of whatever, you know, pick any one of these things. The debt ceiling is number five. And where you go, why are we so in debt? Where's the money going? And then I got off onto my toot about the government wasting money, waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, the fact that we can't get a budget. We haven't had a budget since Bill Clinton was president. They keep going to the edge, to the brink, and they blame each other. Shows you just how dysfunctional it is. But then you look into, you can have a conversation that lasts for a number of minutes on what sort of fraud is there. And I was talking about this program that the Department of Defense has to give and this is what I hypothesized about the helicopter that crashed in Oklahoma, and why it was that these guys in the National Guard were piloting a very sophisticated Black Hawk helicopter. They probably weren't trained properly, but it was one of these government excess things. We got extra helicopters, so you can apply for one and you can get one. What the hell does the National Guard in Oklahoma need a Black Hawk helicopter for? Right?
I have no idea. I didn't even follow that. So I'm sorry.
Right. It's okay.
I went down a different street.
Yeah, well, see, but that's the point. That's the beauty of it. Let's talk in a minute. We come back again. We have another half hour of our talk radio review. I want to talk about women in the media. And, this is an outshoot. It's kind of from Nikki Haley running for president. 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. The invention of MyPillow, it's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code
DS. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A suspect has been arrested in connection with the murder of a Los Angeles area archbishop. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna announced that 65-year-old Carlos Medina was taken into custody Monday morning after surrendering to police outside his residence in Torrance, about 20 miles north of Los Angeles. Archbishop David O'Connell was found shot to death in the bedroom of his home in the L.A. suburb of Hacienda Heights. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is asking Tesla for information after a driver in one of the company's cars was killed over the weekend. This is now in addition to dozens of special crash investigations NHTSA has already opened into Tesla vehicles where autopilot was suspected of being used. While it hasn't been confirmed yet that the Model S involved in the crash in Walnut Creek, California, was using the self-driving feature, that particular vehicle is currently under recall for issues with the system. Julio Flores, USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
A good day, Karen.
It's going to be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, et cetera, whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts and your voice. Not only us reading your words, join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG. Today is our focus. Hi, Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Maria Trilogy is going to join us, our resident astrologer with some cosmic news, helping you understand what's going on. This is the beginning of the Piscean month, right? About this, I think it's this week. As the astrological calendar changes, I'd like to have Maria in here to talk about the influences. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I've been following astrology for a long time, and sometimes I understand her, and sometimes I don't. But there are a lot of influences, let's put it that way. And there's one good astrologer in every crowd. There are a lot of people who claim to be astrologers. They're not very good. She's very good. You just have to listen carefully to get the best out of what she has to say. All right. Now, speaking of that, we got President's Day today. We got Daisy Gadsden Bates Day, celebrated every year on the third Monday of February as well. a lot of educational institutions in our country, especially down in Arkansas, take time to incorporate activities to highlight this lady, history, work, etc. Daisy Gadsden Bates Day is a holiday that honors the life of this civil rights activist who played a role in the situation at the Little Rock High School. Remember that in 1957?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, that's, she was a journalist and had the newspaper, the Arkansas Weekly, which was a big place to speak up about social and civil rights.
Yeah. Yep. And so she made a difference down there, certainly. So it's good that everybody around the country kind of knows who she is. All right, there's that. Speaking of Arkansas, there's a fellow who returned a lost wallet to a grandmother. And what has happened because of that? This fellow's name is Devontae Johnson, 19 years of age. He didn't have to go out of his way to return a lost wallet to its owner, somebody who was a stranger. He did. He went out of his way. He returned the wallet to Dee Harkenrider of Wynn, Arkansas. She had unknowingly left her wallet in a Walmart, in a shopping cart. And so, anyway, he said he felt like, or she said that she felt like he was an angel of God. They had stayed in touch since this random act of kindness. Apparently, they're going to church together. She's the grandmother of seven. She brought Mr. Johnson and his mother over to the house for lunch. This is this kind of a fun, nice, sweet thing that you'd like to see a lot more of, frankly. I would like to see a lot more of this sort of thing. What a sweet.
Yeah,
sweet.
Just a genuine, kindness that developed into this organic relationship.
Yep, acts of kindness, if you will. Okay, so here's the story of a letter that was sent, mailed, and don't you love this? This letter was mailed in 1916. Every once in a while, you fall into one of these. So it has arrived 100 years? No, more than 100 years. The postal folks don't know what happened. This was a letter written during World War I, arrived at a flat in London 100 years later. How about that? You look at it, and how do you even figure out, under the circumstances, who...
At this point, how did it still make it?
Like, right,
the question is less about how it got lost and more about how it finally made its way.
Yeah. The spokesperson for the Royal Mail said, these kinds of incidents are rare. Yes, I would think that they would be. All right, well, there's some reality over the weekend. There are three girls, ages 19, 14, and 13, who were shot and killed in Texas late Saturday night. Man, this has been some kind of year. Police in Columbus, Georgia, responding to the shooting of at a local gas station. 9 children, including a 5-year-old, injured with gunshot wounds. God, I want to say damn and God together at the same time. These damn people, ugh. The victims range in age from 5 to 17.
Fortunately, nobody was killed there.
Yeah. There haven't been any arrests in the case yet.
No.
Victims still being treated. So what is? Nobody knows why this guy went in to shoot up the gas station, right? Just there was an attack.
Was the robbery gone wrong or what?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In Mississippi on Friday, 6 people were killed there. But I think the shooter was arrested. This is the 74th mass shooting this year in America. We should be ashamed of ourselves. Ashamed. The gun lobby should be ashamed of itself. And all the mental health people, all of them, they're all in collusion. It's just, there's no excuse for it. You can be pointing your finger, grow up. Grow a pair and fix the problem. The problem is all of ours. And the gun people, I'm not going to give up my guns, you selfish SOBs. Somehow somebody's got to do something that fixes this. Here's a high-rise fire in a suburb of Washington. This morning's Washington Post talking about the people displaced. 400 residents in a fire in downtown Silver Spring. When I was working in Washington, I lived in Silver Spring, right at the end of the train line. and there are apartments everywhere, all over the place. There are people, transients, you know, there are a lot of people that work in Washington that don't, that aren't from Washington. They work there because of the obvious. And governments change and people lose their jobs. And so very few people buy a house that are working in government. The people who come as a Democrat when there's a Democratic administration don't buy houses. They live in these rental units, these apartments. 20 firefighters were injured. A multi-alarm fire on Staten Island over the weekend as well. Three of them in serious but stable condition.
This fire department, they could have lost three of their members in this fire, and it's a miracle they didn't.
All right, enough of that stuff. Let's get to Maria Trilogy in a moment. Let's find out how let's see what our attitude ought to be as we go into the Piscean calendar in the month of Pisces. The sun moves into Pisces with a new moon happening today. What does all that mean? We'll find out from Maria in just a moment here on Good Day.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
All right, 43 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Maria Trilogy, who uses astrology to get in sync or help you get in sync with the rest of your life. That's one of the reasons that I like her. She has a fascinating, I forgot, you were the one who did the drawing that appears on your website, right? With the hair and all the stuff coming out of one's brain. Didn't you do that yourself?
Yeah, no, actually that was my son Joshua, my artist then.
Ah, the one who passed away in the fire, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right. There's another whole story and a half. Someday I'll just have to have you come on and talk about that whole business. I remember the big fire. How many years ago was it now? Five?
That was the first big fire.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we've had more that have been considered historical. Right. At that time, though, it was the most devastating.
And he was the first one to die.
California, yeah.
He was the first one to die in that fire.
Yeah, he was the first one.
Yep. All right, let's coach people on how to use the information that you have in the next 4 or 5 minutes as the sun moves into Pisces, as I said. Aquarius going away. Now Pisces comes in. I am a Piscean in I have both Pisces and Aquarius in my chart.
Your moon is in Pisces.
Yeah. So what does that mean? What's going to happen to those of us who are influenced by the sign of Pisces now that we are going into the month of Pisces?
We are going into the month of Pisces. I always call that the changing of the guard. So when we move from one sign to another, the energy somewhat changes. And March has always been one of those months I always call it endings and new beginnings. You know, it's the end of the season or the end of winter, getting ready for spring. And with the new moon today of all days, how lovely to start that process. The month of March for us this year is going to be a lot about, you know, reflecting on the past, looking forward to spring. You know, it's about endings, new beginnings. So really, we know that the signs that are going to be feeling it the most are the water signs, the Cancers and the Scorpios and the Pisces, because we are the ones, myself being a Pisces, that are most connected to our emotional state. You know, I hear you on the radio, and a lot of what you do talk about has to do with things that are going on in the world that are connected to, you know, our emotions. And that is something we need to really get better at paying attention to. So this will give us an opportunity to do that. And I always tell people, do a vision board. Vision boards are lovely. What they do is you take pictures and words and you put them on a board and you, you know, consider what it is you want to manifest. So it's all about kind of goal setting. I mean, I like to talk about personal things people can do. I know there's so much going on politically in the world and in other ways, but we, as living in our day to day, what can we do? You know, we're very intuitive. Human beings have an intuition that's very powerful if we use it in the right way. So when we've got these moon changes, sun changes into new signs, we should take advantage of that and use it to support our life. So, you know, if there's something in your life that you want to heal, if it's, you know, a relationship with somebody that you need to sit down and have a talk with them, if it's something going on in your job, if it's something going on with your health, look at that, pay attention to that, and do something about it.
Sometimes, though, Maria, that's easier said than done.
Yes,
that's absolutely why coaching, having people connect with you to coach or get somebody who can give you, it's all about ideas. Just, why didn't I think about that? That's really what this is about. Using astrology, in my mind, is about helping you understand what you intuitively already know, but you just need somebody to help you flip the switch. That's kind of what this is, flipping the switch. So if you go to Maria's, hold on, I want to give people your website. Maria Francis Trilogy, TRILIEGI.com. That's the best place to find all of the things about Maria that can be helpful. All right, so give us 30 seconds more on a twist as to what we are, how the best, how we move ourselves best into the Piscean month.
I would like to spend some time on one of the shows talking about the bigger picture. Yes, we focused on what's coming up now, and yet there are bigger planetary changes that, you know, one of the shows we could consider those, because
you can see, yeah, and you can see that happening. Astrology affects everything going on in the world. You can see that happening. All right, so next time we'll get into the nitty gritty of that. Maria Trilogy here at 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works.
Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey, in. And from, let's see if I can replicate the beginning of the Tonight Show. Live from Hollywood, it's the Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson. This is Ed McMahon along with Doc Severinsen and the NBC Tonight Orchestra, inviting you to join Johnny and his guests, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Chuck Curry, and James Collins, all of them on the Tonight Show tonight. How's that? Pretty good, Chuck.
Very
huh?
good. That was excellent, Doug.
I like that. Okay.
Ask me why you're playing that theme.
Because the Tonight Show, well, I don't know. It didn't start
this day in TV history, February 17, 2014, Jimmy Fallon took over the Tonight Show from Jay Leno. I think both me and you agree the greatest host of all time on Late Night Talk Show with Johnny Carson. Yeah. And then I got to say, I mean, Jimmy Fallon is a good host. Having said that, in 2023, I think late night TV is somewhat irrelevant.
Irrelevant to what
it was when Johnny Carson ruled the roost for 30 years, 62 to 92. I mean, when guests like Burt Reynolds or Rodney Dangerfield, those type of guests came onto that show, it was special.
Everybody watched it. Yeah.
Right, because they weren't bouncing. There weren't that many shows. They weren't bouncing around from one to the other and all this interchangeable stuff of multiple reviews to promote. It was a special feeling when those people went on that show.
Well, last night, awesome. Jimmy Fallon had Jay Hernandez on, who is the new Magnum since the show was revived, and NBC picked it up from CBS.
Yeah. Yep.
And so he was on promoting the new Magnum. And everybody wants to know if he really is hot for, what's her face, that's the female lead in Magnum P.I.
What was the answer?
Well, I don't know. I didn't watch it. I just saw the promotion. So, yeah.
Okay.
At any rate. Okay, so that's the Tonight Show story. Well,
this weekend at the box office, we got Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. I'm going to go see it probably today or tomorrow.
So tell me how this is going to be different than the last Ant-Man and the one before that and the one before that and the one before that.
I take it you don't like
crickets.
Superhero movies.
I just think it's the same with the TV stuff. It's the same. I was just saying to you off the air, Law and Order, FBI, all of these shows, the Chicago, they've all become the same. It's the same thing every week, and where they were great to begin with. Now it's like watching the same show over and over and over and over again.
So you
and
want
it's
originality.
Like that going to the movies.
You want originality.
Yeah. Where are the ideas? My son was driven out of the business because he was white and straight. So all of the people that are writing this stuff are either gay, lesbians, people of color, whatever it is, and they don't seem to hit. I'm not finding that I'm being hit by excitement when it comes to what they've created in terms of a story. How many new stories are there? I suppose that's a question that could be asked as well. How many new
That's a tough question.
You know, what I did say when I watched the movie Missing a couple of weeks ago, I thought that was a very good story, very well done. Unfortunately, the young lady who plays the daughter is a horrible actress, but it didn't take away from me being interested in the story and how the story played out. I've gone on my toot long enough. Go ahead. What else is
going on? No, it's okay. Now, talking repetitive, Scream 6, I don't know if you saw the trailer, Scream 6, comes out March 10th.
Yeah, of course
it takes the killer Ghostface to New York City, which at least has some originality. But it is tracking as the best number a Scream movie has ever done, $38 million opening weekend. That's the tracking. So that's going to do well in the hits theaters March 10th. Now, another thing, The Flash, that trailer during the Super Bowl, which Michael Keaton reemerges as Batman in that movie, has gotten more buzz than any movie I remember in quite some time. That opens in June, I think June 16th. That movie's going to make a lot of money. The reaction, the fan reaction on social media to that trailer is pretty incredible. You don't get that all the time. This one has caught lightning in a bottle, and that trailer really worked on the mass audience that it targeted to.
Sarah Michelle Gellar says that she will not be in I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Why?
She says that she's not interested. There were a lot of rumors that she was in talks to return to the film, but apparently she hasn't really been asked. She was dead.
I don't really understand that one, the reboot. The sequelizing that many years later. It's just not what the Scream franchise is. Freddie Prinze Jr., boy, I'm sure people are clamoring to see him back on the big screen. No knock on Freddie, but, Jennifer Love, you would, will,
I like her.
Return.
Yeah, Anne Heche is dead, so what's, they're gonna work around that. Anyway, okay, so.
They will.
We managed to take up some time and give you some energy about what we're going.
You did some good thing today. Very good.
I did. Right, exactly. Yes. There are some things that are good at the movies, but the Ant-Man isn't one of them. At least as far as I'm not going to see it, but a lot of people will. I think you're right. Okay, Chalker, have a good weekend.
Thank
59
you.
After here on Good Day.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.